with Secret Service, I always tease them. You know, I'm like a caged bear, and every once in a while, I break loose.
If you ran into Barack Obama in the woods, would you rather run into a deep? And now, Led Zeppelin. All right, we've actually posted a poll because of the genius of our listeners. And it was Doug who called in and asked the question that we've now posted on the Chris Plant Show X. Michael, is that the one that they used to call Twitter?
Previously known as.
Let's go. So there's a question on the Chris Plant Show Twitter. As a woman lost in the woods, would you rather run into Donald Trump or Joe Biden? That's the question. And you know, you can respond appropriately. And why would you rather run into Donald Trump? Why would you rather run into Joe Biden? You know, you got that USA Today poll. As a woman lost in the woods, would you rather run into a bear or a man? And it turns out all the Democrat women are so afraid of men that they'd rather be kidnapped and held hostage by a bear with giant claws and covered with hair and stuff like an Uzbek. Uzbeks are covered with hair? Well, you know, that Eastern European thing. But never mind that. And lock the hood on your car when the Uzbeks are around. We're going to get a complaint from the Uzbek embassy today, I think, about the battery fluid thing. Yeah, so if you go to the Chris Plant X, here's a question for USA Today. As a woman lost in the woods, would you rather run into Donald Trump or Joe Biden? And you can choose. We're taking a poll. I think that's a good idea. Excellent idea, even. Remarkable. Remarkable things going on in the world. And I grew up on the North Shore of Chicago. North Shore of Chicago, for the most part. Little New York, a tiny bit of Milwaukee. And, you know, then I moved to Santa Barbara when I was a teenager, but never mind all that. Interesting and surprising, this change.org website, which is, isn't that all lefty stuff? It's all lefty stuff, isn't it? But at New Trier High School, which is a fine public high school, I was kicked out of New Trier High School in my junior year so I could get on with my life. And I was kind of a troublemaker. That's going to be hard to believe, I know. But I was asked to leave New Trier High School when I was 17 years old. And I went and worked on a freight ship in the Gulf of Mexico. I wanted to, you know, life on the high seas. And enough about me. Let's get back to this. Change.org, New Trier High School. And this is kind of a famous public high school on the North Shore of Chicago. Donald Rumsfeld went there, for example. A lot of actors and actresses, Anne Margaret, and I thought Rock Hudson, he's turns out to be an actor and all this stuff. And lots of Rahm Emanuel, who I went to high school with, New Trier West High School, the West Campus. And Rahm Emanuel, what is he now? He's our ambassador to Japan now. He's going to have to explain why Joe Biden called all the Japanese racists yesterday, because that's the thing. But back to this. A petition has been put together by the parents at New Trier High School in Winnetka, Illinois. Stop anti-Semitism and DEI at New Trier High School. This petition, quite remarkable. Specific recent alarming incidents include New Trier's DEI committee canceling a Holocaust remembrance event. They hate the Jews. Why do you people hate the Jews? Well, they're Democrats, you know. Paul Selle refuses to respond to Freedom of Information Act request for communications from Timothy Hayes, Patricia Savage Williams, and Kiran Subhani from January 1st and February 15th that match the terms Holocaust, Palestine, or Gaza. Now, they're calling on them to stop the anti-Semitism and the DEI. Maybe Kiran Subhani has, I don't know, I can't speak to that. But allowing the head of DEI, the DEI department, to disseminate anti-Semitic literature and post racist, divisive posters around school. failing to publicly address anti-Semitic incidents, such as hate-filled graffiti on campus. You know, that's going to be swastikas and the usual Democrat Party stuff, and then they run around claiming to be the victim. But, yeah, this is the... I didn't go to Nutria East. The high school, I went to the West Campus because the bulge in the population, baby boom. And then baby boom went away. And I think they either closed down the West Campus or it's just freshmen only. And then the East Campus is for sophomore, junior, and senior years. But it is... Yes, sir. New Trier was the pride of the North Shore, and we are committed to helping it regain its reputation as a model of excellence. It is clear that the DEI initiatives at New Trier, though well-intentioned, not really, are harmful to our students' education and risk damaging the school's sterling reputation. Disturbingly, Superintendent Paul Sally recently was quoted in The Patch, school newspaper, as saying that the DEI initiatives were on track and that they have overwhelming support from the community. Nothing could be further from the truth, and we want to set the record straight. So now there's a petition, and they're saying get rid of DEI at this school where... mostly wealthy people go, kids of wealthy people. It's remarkable. So they're petitioning to do all the anti-Semitism. That's because of leftism and the DEI, which ought to be D-I-E, as every school child knows. Yes, sir. Now, Democrats, we know, have a lot of mental issues, and a lot of them are crooks, crooked. The frauds at NBC Fake News have a story today. DOJ, that's the Department of Justice. I know there's some Democrats listening. Department of Justice expected to announce indictment of Texas Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar, sources say to NBC News. Federal authorities searching the congressman's home in Laredo in 2022. That's 2 years ago. And now... maybe we'll get back to that. As part of an investigation into the country of Azerbaijan and a group of U.S. businessmen, usually it's Ukraine with these people, although the Biden family got lots of money from one of the stands. Which stand was it? I just forget which stand it was. But the Joe Biden family got millions from Ukraine, of course, literally millions from Ukraine. And the New York Times thinks that's just fine. And CNN, they don't think that's a problem at all. And they got all this money from Russia and from China, millions from China, and from one of the stands, too, because, you know, they're greedy. But here's NBC Fake News. The Justice Department is expected to announce an indictment of longtime Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat, Texas, on Friday. Two sources familiar with the matter told NBC Fake News. Cuellar's home and campaign office in Laredo, Texas, were raided in January of 2022, more than 2 years ago, as part of a federal investigation into Azerbaijan and a group of U.S. businessmen who have ties to the country, law enforcement said at the time. His office has pledged to cooperate with the investigation. NBC News wants to start smoothing it over for him. Then they go to a statement from his lawyer because they want to smooth it over for him. Wasn't immediately clear if the indictment was related to the 2022 raid. Might be a different series of crimes. He is a Democrat. The Justice Department declined to comment because he's a Democrat and Joe Biden is in charge. So NBC News has reached out to Cuellar and a lawyer representing him for comment, but no comment so far. So, the NBC News has learned from two sources, Justice Department expected to announce an indictment today, but the rest is a secret. And then they'll smooth it over for him one way or the other. Despite the raid, Cuellar narrowly defeated a progressive challenger, Jessica Cisneros, in his 2022 primary and went on to win re-election to his seat in November. Doesn't matter. Democrats vote for criminals. They love criminals. They love crime. They love carjacking. He didn't face a primary challenger this year and will be on the ballot this November seeking his 11th term in Congress. Sure. Mm-mm. 2 years ago, Cuellar easily defeated Republican nominee Cassie Garcia, 57% to 43%. His district became bluer. That means more radical left-wing anti-American. When he picked up parts of San Antonio following redistricting. The Democrats love redistricting when it benefits them. Then they're all in favor of gerrymandering and redistricting. They're not on our side.
Kazakhstan, by the way.
Oh, it was Kazakhstan. Thank you. It was the Kazakhs of Kazakhstan that were funneling money. Does it say how much money to the Biden family? Because, you know, it was millions of dollars to the Biden family. And it's not a problem when you're a Democrat. Maybe Cuellar should have gotten into bed with Kazakhstan instead of Azerbaijan.
150 million,
150,000. Only 150. That's why, you know, that's lunch money for the Bidens. Now, an amazing survey that came out from a Palestinian university that does polls of Palestinian people. And they did a poll about gender equality. And they came up with some numbers. Joe Biden wants to import thousands of he calls them refugees from the beephole known as Gaza. Right? And again, Palestinians, so-called, living in Israel are the freest Arabs in the Arab world. You have to come to Western civilization to get as free as you are in Israel as an Arab. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Let's move them to Syria, where they'll be a hell of a lot less free, and hundreds of thousands have been killed in the civil war there that the Democrats could care less about. Let's move them to Yemen, where hundreds of thousands have been killed in the civil war there, where they will be less free than they are in Israel. Or Saudi Arabia. Or for that matter, even Egypt, where they will be a lot less free as Palestinian Arabs in Egypt. And I've been to Egypt, and Egypt is wonderful. Egypt is lovely. And they got pyramids there. You hear about that? Pyramids. They got a big Sphinx, too. Got a Sphinx. No, it's pronounced Sphinx. All right, so back to the Palestinian poll on gender equality by a Palestinian university and pollster. They asked the question, a woman should tolerate violence to keep the family together? Question mark. Men, 63% of men said, yes, of course the woman should tolerate violence because it's the man violence, right? Worse than a bear in the woods. 63% of men said, yes, a woman should tolerate violence in the household to keep the family together. And 50% of women said, yes, a woman should tolerate violence to keep the family together. You'd get different numbers in the United States. If a woman is raped, the question is, she should marry her rapist. 57% of men said yes, and 54% of women said yes. That is a real thing. And if you look it up online, it's been a big deal with Palestinians for years, legalizing rape and all kinds of stuff. And last question, unmarried women should have the same right to live on their own as an unmarried man. Right? Unmarried woman, right to live on their own, just like an unmarried man. Only 29% of men said yes, that a woman should have a right to live alone. And only 39% of women said yes, a woman should have a right to live on her own, just like an unmarried man. Bring more of those people in, because that's what our culture needs a good peppering of. Hey, if you're looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief, let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles for cushioning, but G-Defy shoes They go above and beyond with VersaShock technology. I was wearing mine yesterday when we went out for a hike after I was done with work for the day. And VersaShock technology provides superior shock absorption and energy return. If you suffer from foot or knee or back pain, G-Defy's advanced technology may help provide you with the relief that you deserve. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, just always on the move, G-Defy shoes offer the versatility and comfort that your feet crave. So say goodbye to discomfort. G-Defy is your path to unparalleled comfort and pain relief. Visit G-Defy.com today. Experience the ultimate in comfort and pain relief at G-Defy.com. That's G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the code Chris30 for $30 off your order of $150 or more. Yeah, see, not all cultures are created equal. And the Palestinian culture is very different. You know, Egypt is not inviting them in. Jordan is not inviting them in. Lebanon is not inviting them in. There are no pro-Hamas protests going on in Lebanon or Syria or Jordan or Egypt or Saudi Arabia or any other Arab country. Only here. You ever wonder why that might be?
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
We live in a very ridiculous country because Democrats, you know. Oh, yeah, I should mention that Henry Cuellar, who's apparently going to be indicted by Joe Biden's Justice Department this afternoon, he's the only pro-life Democrat, the only pro-life Democrat in Congress, in either the House or the Senate, and he's going to be indicted by Joe Biden's. He's also spoken up about the border, how we should control our border recently, and now he's going to be indicted today by Joe Biden's Justice Department. He is also the congressman that was carjacked in Washington, D.C. back in October. Pay no attention to any of that. I did mention I was talking about Egypt and they have pyramids, and a friend of mine texted me, yeah, they got pyramids in Egypt. They were built by Jewish slaves. So, and that's why, you know, Moses and the Red Sea and parted and then the creation of the State of Israel, it all ties together, you see. So we got that. Now, I've got some terrifying news for you. Today at the White House, they're handing out the 2024 Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of people. Wait for this one.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
We're ready to secure the border and work with them, and we need to deport people. The people that don't belong here should be deported.
That was Democrat Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar, sounding a little bit like a Republican on the border. What? Illegals need to be deported? We need to control our border? Well, he will be indicted today by Joe Biden's Justice Department, according to NBC Fake News. He is also pro-life, which is not allowed in the Democrat Party, so they may put him in a penitentiary. They may put him in prison, which is what the left all over the world does, and the left is now here in the United States of America. The Democratic Party died some time ago. It's stinking, rotting corpses somewhere in our basement. Is that what that smell is? It's the Democrat Party, corpus delicti. The speaking of Democrats, the Chicago Sun-Times has a story today. Ex-National Enquirer boss. You know, they got this David Pecker guy, and they brought him in because Trump, catch-and-kill stories, which the Democrats you know, it's a phrase that has been in use for decades, catch and kill, because the Democrats started paying their pals in the newspapers to kill their news stories that were bad news stories. They started that decades ago, right? Now, they say, and they're pretending like, you know, the Jake Tappers of the world pretending, oh, what's this new term we've never heard before? Yeah, a lot of bourgeois. CNN has had people sign non-disclosure agreements, suck the yin-yang over the years. Please, who are you kidding me? But here's the Chicago Sun-Times. Ex-National Enquirer boss testifies that he buried a story about alleged affair by Rahm Emanuel, who was a member of the House of Representatives, White House Chief of Staff, Mayor of Chicago, Democrat Party operative, and a high school classmate of mine at New Trier High School. We didn't hang out with one another at all, let me say. He was in the ballet club. I was in the Schlitz Malt Liquor Club. But that's another thing that we'll talk about another time. David Pecker said I was out in the parking lot, you know, in the back of the parking lot, and he was in tutu. But setting that aside, David Pecker said under oath, his name is David Pecker. That's kind of unfortunate, isn't it? I mean, if your name were Pecker, if he married Rosemary Wood, then she'd be Rosemary Woodpecker. David Pecker said under oath that he paid $20,000 for the story and then suppressed it, the head of the National Enquirer. Paid $20,000 for the Rahm Emanuel story and then suppressed it, as he did for other celebrities managed by, listen to this now, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Hollywood super agent Ari Emanuel, Politico reported. Now, that's kind of interesting. And, you know, Rahm Emanuel is not Cary Grant either, but while testifying in former President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial, you mean the non-disclosure agreement trial that the Politico and the Chicago Sun-Times have doubtly entered into in the past? The former publisher of the National Enquirer reportedly said he buried a story about an alleged affair by Rahm Emanuel before the former two-term Chicago mayor's first city hall campaign. The Democrats kill stories, bad stories about themselves all the time. You know, where's Goldbarb Bob Menendez? That story just gets swept under the rug, right? Pockets full of cash and all the jackets in his closets and gold bars and his wife's Mercedes-Benz. And didn't he also have, like, the underage child hookers in the Dominican Republic story? And all these things just go away when you're Bill Clinton. I mean, but truly, you know, and they did the catching the Clinton people and James Carville, the bimbo eruptions, and they crushed all the women that came forward. The Democrats will destroy you. Tara Reid, Joe Biden allegedly sexually assaulted her physically, violently, digitally. And she felt so threatened when the story came out that she actually moved to Russia. And that's a non-story, too. But David Pecker said under oath he paid $20,000 for the story about Rahm Emanuel's sexual affair, and which might be bad for your marriage. It is the number one cause of divorce in America, by the way. Not National Enquirer stories about it, but that wouldn't help. And then suppressed it, as he did for other celebrities, managed by Rahm's brother. Isn't that a coincidence? How crooked are these people? How crooked can you get? Speaking of which, Joe Biden is crooked. And here's the story about the Presidential Medal of Freedom Awards that will be handed out like popcorn today to, you know, the left-wing circle fest. ABC Fake News, front group for the Democrat Party, just ask George Stephanopoulos. What do they pay him, Michael? $17 million a year, or is it $18 million a year? One or the other. To be, anybody even seen him anywhere? As I pay Rachel Maddow $30 million a year, and she does one show a week, 1 hour a week. But never mind that. It's the Democrat Party's propaganda machine. They're in real good with the corporate media. Here's ABC Fake News. Biden set to award Presidential Medal of Freedom to Nancy Pelosi, Al Gore, Michael Bloomberg, Michelle Yeoh, and more. U.S. President Joe Biden, ABC News. We might not know what country he's president of. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking to Teacher of the Year at the Wellington, and President Joe Biden will honor 19 people with the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Friday, the nation's highest civilian honor. I should probably get the Presidential Medal of Freedom, don't you? Don't you think? The diverse group, they love that word diverse. They should use the word community too. The diverse group of names from politics and activists, let me guess, are they left-wing radical activists? And entertainment, are they left-wing entertainment? Include Biden's 2020 Democratic primary opponents and former NYC Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He's a billionaire, you know, and he pretended to be a Republican for a while. Former Vice President Al Gore, which is very exciting. I've got to say he's very excited about the award.
This is for real. It is not made up.
Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Representative James Clyburn. He did Joe Biden a big favor in 2020, black vote issue. Elizabeth Dole. Hey, wait a minute. She's a Republican and recent Biden climate envoy and former Secretary of State John Kerry. He speaks French. And they sold their $20 million Nantucket estate when he learned they were going to put windmills in the ocean within sight of his $20 million estate.
Je veux m'adresser directement aux Parisiens et à tous les Français pour leur dire que tous les Américains.
Exactly. Sure, now John Kerry, so he's going to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And he went and bought another $20 million estate on Martha's Vineyard where they won't be able to see the windmills, which are Cuisinarts in the sky and kill precious birds. And, of course, whales are being killed all over the place by the Democrats, too. Kill a whale for justice. Kill a whale for clean air, as the Democrats say. The grandmother of Juneteenth, Opal Lee, will receive a Presidential Medal of Freedom. And I assume, John Kerry. Remember, he said he threw away his Vietnam medals. Maybe he'll take the Presidential Medal of Freedom and go throw it in the Potomac River, rather. But what did he say? He gave two different versions. I think one, he said he threw his medals from Vietnam. He was in the Navy. Fast boat, riverboat guy, where he abandoned his men in the river more than once, according to multiple reports. But never mind that. And he said he threw his medals from Vietnam over the fence at the White House, I think, one time. And another time, I think he said he threw his medals from Vietnam into the Potomac River. No one has found them at either location. But maybe he'll throw his Presidential Medal of Freedom over the White House fence or into the Potomac River. And Judy Shepard will receive a Presidential Medal of Freedom today. She's the mother of Matthew Shepard, who ABC News says was abducted and brutally killed in 1998 because he was gay. Mom will also be honored. That's a lie. The detectives on the case explained that the two men that beat Matthew Shepard to death, one of them was gay and was his gay lover, and they beat him to death over drug money. Because Matthew Shepard owed them money for drugs and they beat him to death over drug money, and it had nothing to do with his being gay since one of the guys that beat him to death was gay. But the lie lives on. And mom will get it's sad her son was killed, of course, but you shouldn't murder people for, drug money or for whatever reason. But Judy Shepard gets Presidential Medal, and everybody will be teary-eyed. It will be sad. And Matthew Shepard is buried in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., honestly, where Woodrow Wilson, the only president buried in Washington, is buried. He was president of the United States, a progressive Democrat, and a segregationist racist. But I repeat myself. Isn't that amazing? And so the lie lives on with the Matthew Shepard story. Listen to the police detectives have written about this, and they're shaking their heads. They're like, He was gay, but so was one of the guys that beat him to death. And they didn't beat him to death because he was gay. It was a fight over drugs and money. But never mind that. He's in the National Cathedral. He's in the crypt downstairs where Helen Keller is also entombed. And Matthew Shepard, who was not beaten to death for being gay. And if he was, why does that land you in the theater, in the National Cathedral? But never mind that. Also receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom, swimming legend Katie Ledecky. Now, Katie Ledecky, I think that's kind of fun. But shouldn't it also go to, a young woman standing up for women's rights?
Riley Gaines,
who was in the news a little bit yesterday, too. Maybe Riley Gaines should get it, but they don't stand up for women. Maybe Tara Reid should get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Also, they're giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom today to Ellen Ochoa. Ellen Ochoa. Ellen Ochoa was the first Hispanic woman to go into space. Not the first woman to go into space. Not the first Hispanic person to go into space, but the first Hispanic woman to go into space. Where's the Presidential Medal of Freedom for the first black woman to go into space? Are there any transgender Democrats that have gone into space? Who goes into space? That's come on.
So the first woman in space was Russian, Valentina Tereshkova. The first American woman in space, Sally Ride.
But the first Hispanic woman was Ellen Ochoa, and that's great. I mean, she went into space. How cool. She's Dr. PhD, and she went into space. That's cool. But everything with them is race and genitalia. Genitalia and race. They're not on our side. All right, let's take I haven't gone to a phone call in a long, long time. Let's go to, I haven't gotten to a lot of news either, but it's Friday, and, you know, the news is so tiresome, isn't it? Let's grab a quick call. Let's go to Joseph calling from Austin, Texas. Joseph, look out for those pro-Hamas rioters there at UT. You're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Joseph.
I'm glad you clarified some things about Henry Cuellar. That is a targeted hit on Congressman Cuellar, because he's been down at the border talking about problems standing next to Republicans. He's also, I happen to know he's a Catholic that is pro-life.
Right.
And connect the dots. Menendez was pro-Israel, anti-Iran. He was against the Obama-Biden program. And you know what? All of a sudden, the DOJ starts sniffing around. They start finding things on him. And the next thing you know, both of them are in hot water.
Just a coincidence. You think maybe that it's not a coincidence that the Justice Department is going after Democrats that deviate from the Democrat Party line?
The Democratic Party Justice Department enforces party discipline, and they go after their political opponents. Just read the damn newspaper, people.
I love it. Listen, Joseph, I'm very happy that you're paying it. Now, I did mention that Cuellar is the only pro-life Democrat in either the House or the Senate. And I did mention, I played a soundbite even, him sounding like a Republican about the border. And you're right about the Justice Department. Now, Menendez, I didn't do the pro-Israel part on Menendez, but that's a great point.
Yeah, they went after this guy. They're enforcing party discipline. If you deviate, plus Cuellar beat the Bernie Sanders progressive. Cuellar beat the Bernie Sanders progressive, and they want him out of there so they can slide in another squad member.
And it sets an example for the rest of the Democrats here, there, and everywhere that you goose-step with the party, click your heels when you're told to click your heels, salute smartly like this, and then the Justice Department won't come after you, right?
Well, that's why they all vote in lockstep.
Yeah.
They're terrified of wealthy Nancy unleashing the hounds on them.
Yeah, well, Wellfeed Nancy is getting a Presidential Medal of Freedom today from the Biden administration. You know, she's the Speaker Emeritus. I saw that on CNN. We live in a very corrupt country, Joseph, and the reason is Democrats, because they're not liberals. They're the left, and the left is corrupt. I'm going to see what I can squeeze in before we have to wrap it up for the day. Joseph, thank you for the call. Have a great Austin, Texas day. Austin's in the fight of their lives, too. Crazy Democrats rocking college campuses. Whose side are they on, anyway? There is a great story out of the University of North Carolina, the fraternity with a bunch of patriarchal white men who are heterosexual you know, Western, dripping with toxic masculinity, members of Pi Kappa Phi fraternity. They defended the American flag the other day while the Democrats were burning and tearing down America and the flag. And a GoFundMe page was started for the young men of Pi Kappa Phi. $516,672 raised the last time I looked up. And the couple of young guys were on the Fox News channel this morning.
The $500,000 fundraiser was not started by us. However,
correct,
we have since been in contact with the person who started the fundraiser and are working to use those funds in a manner that's, I think, more respectable. And while, you know, I think there is a big event in the works and we're appreciative of John Rich and anyone else who's coming to be a part of that event, we're starting a nonprofit called Maccabees.org, where we intend to properly kind of disseminate those funds in a manner that goes to whether it be our troops or the fallen the fallen police officers in Charlotte, so that we can support the causes that are important to us and we think important to the American people.
All I can say is USA, 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 America. Here's the fraternity. And the left is furious with them because they preserved the American flag when the left was trying to destroy the American flag. They're just mainstream Democrats. They are not on our side. They are the enemy within the fence line. They're inside the wire. Hope we don't end up having to stack them like sandbags. So USA, USA.
USA, 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 USA.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.